These two wonderful and surreal animals were the co-winners of a recent mascot art contest put on by ACFA, Association Canadienne Française de l'Alberta, Régionale de Jasper. The local Francophone association was trying to drum up public interest in the programs and services it offers to the local population. I wanted to get the word out there that everybody's welcome here to our events, said the organization's director Emily Langley. We're here for the community. Riyad Eid is a grade 6 student at École des Rochers. His caribou picture is almost as impressive as the story that he wrote along with it. Liam, as he calls his hero, was an outcast among his peers because of how he looked. In defiance, he trekked across the country to meet many new and different people and animals. In doing so, he became a hero who fought discrimination. I am very honored to be a winner of the ACFA mascot competition. When my teacher first told me about this contest, I immediately thought about entering because I really enjoy drawing. I also liked giving my mascot a creative backstory about overcoming discrimination. Once I completed my work, I felt deep down that I had a good chance of winning. So, I'm very happy to have won and I appreciate the gifts from ACFA, and of course the opportunity to be featured in the newspaper. Merci, he said. We are very proud of Riyad and his work ethic in everything he does. He has a very creative mind and shows great attention to detail. He had a fun time coming up with ideas for a new mascot. We are very impressed with his imagination and storytelling skills, said his parents, Yasna Astorga and Rafiq Eid. The picture of Lucy the owl was created by a local grade 4 student, whose family wished to keep them anonymous. Lucy is one of those impressive creatures who, like a centaur, is an amalgam of different animals. She has a caribou's antlers, a beaver's teeth, a fish's belly, duck feet, and more. Elle est presque tous les animaux dans le parc, the text reads, which translates as, she's almost every animal in the park. These two kids, it just blew my mind how imaginative their stories were. It just made me laugh, Langley said. ACFA intends to take these two winners along with the approximately 120 other entries from Hinton and Jasper and come up with one mascot that it will create in the near future. The mascot will then become a feature of public events to help draw further interest in the association and its activities. La mascotte de Riyad. Je vous présente William-Pierre-Luc Devereux 8. Mais tu peux l'appeler Liam pour faire court. Il est un caribou brun pale avec une barbe de couleur cachou et des bois blancs et brillants. Il est jeune de 5 ans humains, mais il est quand memeters doué. Il est un caribou trace bome les autres caribous neman pasca de lui. Laissez-moi te raconter. Quand Liam était petit, tous les autres caribous le discriminaient pour avoir une barbe brune au lieu d'en avoir une blanche. Même ses parents pensaient qu'il était bizarre. Il n'était jamais inclus par les autres caribous, ce qui le rendait triste. La mascotte de Riyad. Alors, à l'âge de 4 ans, il avait décidé qu'il devait faire quelque chose d'inspirant pour gagner le respect des autres. C'est comment il a trouvé l'idée de traverser tout le Canada pour explorer et découvrir de nouveaux lieux. Ka avait pris une année pour compléter son aventure, mais Liam a rencontré plein de nouveaux animaux, beaucoup de nouvelles ressources et bien sûr des reliefs très différentes. Après son aventure, il a informé sa ville à propos d'étout ce qu'il a vu. La ville ne l'a créé pas jusqu'au moment qu'ils ont décidé de voir et ils étaient tellement surprise. Tout la ville l'appelait, le roi du village. Liam a battu la discrimination et l'exclusion. Il est maintenant un symbole d'inspiration et d'espoir pour tout le Canada. Il a persévéré, a continué et n'a jamais perdu espoir. Il est jeune mais un grand modèle.